If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Boy, let me tell you, it is so great to be back here in the Colorado studios. You've probably noticed the last series of shows probably sounded radically different. Literally, we have been on the road since Thanksgiving. I'm recording this show right at the beginning of April. You probably won't hear it for 3 or 4 weeks because we're still working through some of the backlog. But we took the new Innovator Studio mobile bus out on the road. We clocked 12,000 miles since Thanksgiving, including stops at the Consumer Electronics Show, South by Southwest in Austin, and just a whole bunch of travel in between, talking to some really interesting innovators and meeting with some of you, the fans of the show. So, but it is really great to be back here in the studio. As you know, the shows that have been going on here most recently have been me interviewing guests. And these guests are doing some great things in their businesses, coming up with great ideas, launching products. Analysts, we've had Bob O'Donnell on, we've had others, Tim Bajarin's been on, and giving us their thoughts and their inputs on what some of the trends coming. We're going to take a step back. Today's show is just me, no guest, just me talking with you, answering some questions and some of the emails that I've gotten over the last 3 or 4 months that I just have not been able to answer. Given what we were trying to do when we were on the road with the Innovator Studio. So today's topic is addressing a specific question that's been repeated from a number of listeners. I've talked about this in the past, but I actually sat down and did some more research to get into another level of depth. Today's topic is around innovation KPIs, or key performance indicators. A number of you are innovation leaders within your organization or your innovation consultants working with your clients. And one question that I get all the time is what are the right innovation KPIs that a team or a consultant should be advising people to use in order to allow senior management to have good insight and understanding of what's happening inside the innovation process? Now, we've talked about this before. You know, there are some, quote, KPIs that have been out there for quite some time that I am not a fan of. Those would include things like percentage of revenue spent on R&D being the one that's most common. A lot of public companies report it. But actually, there have been some studies that have proven that that is not predictive of the success of an organization in their innovation process. Now, the other thing that you need to understand around KPIs is I could come up with 4 or 5 that I like and I use, but that's unique to the organization that I run. And where I'm at, where I'm CEO, we're a staff of about 200. We are an R&D and innovation lab. Basically, think of us as the Bell Labs for the industry that we're involved in. So our metrics are a little bit different because I don't have a revenue product sales kind of motivation. We get funded, 100% of our funding is to invent and invent innovations that won't hit the market for 3 to 8 years out. So my metrics would be different if you're a product company or if you're a service company. If you were a nonprofit, for-profit, NGO, government agency, KPIs are very unique to you and your organization, what it is that drives the success for your organization, how you get measured, how do your, you know, customer slash funder slash whatever, how do they think about success when they think about you? So KPIs are very personal, very unique to every organization. So you need to spend some time thinking about it. You just can't take a list off of some website or off of a podcast and say, great, I got it. I've checked off my manager's request for how we're going to measure it. You need to think long and hard. And there are literally hundreds of KPIs that you can measure. Now, what I've done is I've actually gone out online and I've broken out kind of what I would call categories of KPIs. And in these categories, these are all categories I think you should think about. So I'm giving you a framework to think about the categories of KPIs, and I will give you examples of KPIs in each of these categories, okay? So don't worry if you're driving or if you're not someplace where you can take notes, don't sweat it. All of this will be up on the show notes over at killerinnovations.com, including the entire list of the KPIs that I'm going to talk through today. So just sit back and listen, and then after the show, go grab the KPIs. And in some cases, depending on your podcast app, you actually may already have it on the device you're listening, because in many cases, it grabs the entire set of show notes and puts it right into the podcast app. So check your podcast app also. You may already have the list that we are going to go through. So right now, I'm going to talk through just the categories. And then through the rest of the show, we're going to go through and I'm going to give you example KPIs for each of the categories. Now, what do I mean by a category? Category is kind of a major, think of it as a building block. And you got to build up these building blocks in order to have a complete perspective on your innovation effort. And how do you measure goodness? Okay. So there are six categories is the way I kind of think about these. One is you know, the actual idea process or managing the idea funnel, right? So that's everything you do to get ideas and put them into a funnel and review them and manage them and analyze them, etc. So step one, you got to have some KPIs around that whole idea, early high process, the first step in your innovation effort. Second is what I would call commercialization or idea commercialization. This is now the idea is coming out of the funnel, and now you're bringing it to market. How do you measure that? What are the metrics around, quote, commercialization? Third is financial impact from innovations. These are the KPIs that your CFO is going to want to see. Now, these are can be incredibly tough to measure, particularly if you have a long lag time from the time you make an innovation investment until the product hits the market and until you get it into the market and you can measure its success. So, you know, some of these KPIs, depending on, you know, how immediate you need the KPI to be near real time where you can steer, but some KPIs such as financial impact from innovations have very long lag times from the time you make the investment until you see the impact. Same thing with the next category, which is customer impact from innovations. We tend to want to always measure it based, you know, measure our success based on how much money did we make, you know, how many new products did we launch. But one category from innovation that I think gets underused is really to think about what is your customer impact from innovations? What is it that your customers get from this new innovation compared to what they had in the old innovation? Number five is the organization impact from innovation. Innovation is not just about, you know, spitting out a new product, a new service, a new thing out the door, right? Because those new products and new services have a consequence. They have an impact. So as if you deliver a really great, interesting product, that new product potentially can pull the organization into a whole new category or a whole new focus because of that invention of that new innovation. So understanding and looking at organizational impact. And then the last, which I'm tossing it in here because I'm thinking of it as kind of as a catch-all, but these are pure innovation KPIs. And I'll talk more about that specifically when we cover that. So again, the six categories, kind of the ideas, how do you manage that whole funnel up front? How do you measure it? What's the right metrics? Number two, commercialization. Number three, financial impact from innovations. Number four, customer impact from innovations. Number five, the impact on your organization from innovations. And then number six, kind of this, you know, okay, you know, laugh at me if you want. This is kind of the catch-all because I didn't have any place else to put it. I'm just calling it pure innovation KPIs. So those are the six categories. And we're going to go through each one of those, and I'll give you two, three, maybe four examples of the KPIs in each one. What you need to do is sit down, look at all of these categories, and what are the right KPIs in each of these categories that will help you tell your client, if you're a consultant, tell your leadership within your organization how well you're doing. So stay tuned. We're going to cover those when we come back. Right after this quick break. Carpenters have their hammers and saws, chefs have their outfitted kitchens, and musicians have their instruments. A craftsman's ability to do their job is dependent on having the right tools. So where does an innovator, someone who takes an idea and makes it real, find the right tools to do their job? Outfit your innovator's garage by visiting innovation.tools. Innovation.tools is an online store created by innovators for innovators. It's where you will find tested and proven tools to help you create that next great product or service. These tools include books, audio training, video training, brainstorming how-tos, and much, much more. And for a limited time, listeners of Killer Innovations will get 25% off on your first order by using the discount code RADIO at checkout. And 100% of our profits from your purchases will be donated to charity. So go to innovation.tools and create that next great innovation.
Rwanda is a shining example of how the global community can come together and rebuild a country after a devastating genocide. But there is still more that needs to be done. In the rural villages, students are crowded into schools with no electricity, no running water, no internet access, and limited sanitation. Will these kids be ready to continue the rebuilding of Rwanda, or will they be dependent upon others? Through education and employment, boys and girls have an equally promising future that can transform their struggling communities. For $20 a month, a child can be educated and a community strengthened. By supporting Pioneer Education Africa, a 501c3 charity, you partner with others to provide education that will prepare a generation to take on the task of self-reliance. 100% of the proceeds received go directly to the education of the children. Visit pioneereducationafrica.com to find out more.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back. We're going to jump right in because we've got a lot of KPIs to cover just within this show. So let's start off the first one, talking about the idea or the idea funnel. This is measuring all the ideas as they work their way through the funnel. So some KPIs you may want to track is things like number of raw ideas. This is just the number of ideas that get submitted on some through some process, whether you run brainstorming sessions, electronic suggestion box, idea scouting, whatever tools, capabilities you use, raw ideas, right? And how many raw ideas do you need to get every month, every quarter, every year in order to keep your innovation funnel? So number of raw ideas. Ideas validated. Raw ideas, great. Number looks big. A lot of duplicates in that. A lot of things that are more tactical that maybe you feed off to a product group. What ideas, how many of those ideas, the raw ideas you actually got validated? And how many validated ideas do you need every month, every quarter, every year in order to keep your funnel full? Ideas prototyped. It's validated. You've gone off and done some research. Now you actually prototyped it. How many of those do you have, and how many do you need every month, every quarter, every year? So through that process, you can look at the history of what worked and what doesn't work, but the number one risk to most innovation efforts is the fact of letting the funnel go dry. People don't focus on the KPIs around number of raw ideas, number of ideas validated, ideas prototyped. And another one I would toss in there is age of ideas. If you got a lot of ideas in there, but they're just hanging around, meaning they're not, there's not a lot of new ideas coming in, you should be measuring that also. So I've just given you there four really quick. Go off and come up with another five that works for your organization. The second is idea commercialization. So this is when you've prototyped the idea and now you're going to transition it over to actually turn it into a product. So in the idea of commercialization is how many innovations actually became a product. You got them through the whole process, through supply chain. It actually got into Salesforce being trained and people actually going out there knocking on doors trying to sell what it is you created. So how many innovations that actually became a product? Number two is innovations that make a profit. So this is commercialization is, you know, you can get anybody to buy a product at any price, meaning if you give it away for free, people would probably take it. Have you created a product that early customers are willing to pay and in some cases are willing to give you a margin premium. So you want to measure profit, and it could be gross margin, however you want to, you know, define this, that indicates that your cost of goods, the customer is willing to pay significantly more than cost of goods to get what it is you have created. Because that will denote perceived value, meaning you're selling well, your sales force is doing well. It's a whole lot of indications all wrapped up in just that one KPI. So early innovations that make, you know, whatever you want to define as the word profit, right? Well, that ultimately leads down to, are people purchasing it? Did you sell it to just one customer? Do you have a KPI that says, you know, with this particular innovation, we're going to sell 5, 10, 15, 20, or all of our new innovations? If we've launched 5 new products this year, how many of, what would the sales numbers aggregate across those innovations? That gives you an indication of, are, one, customers willing to buy it. Two, are they willing to buy it with giving you a margin premium? And three, the resources within the organization are being aligned to make that product and that delivery a reality. Now, around idea commercialization, you can come up with a whole slew of different kinds of KPIs. So think hard, whether it's idea commercialization or the idea funnel categories. I'm just giving you examples. I'm not giving you the entire list of only these exist. I want to use these as sparking points for you to think about additional KPIs that may make sense for you. The number three category, financial impact for innovation. So this is kind of common. This is what your CFO is going to want to see, such as, what's your revenue this year from new innovations, right? So you running the innovation team, did, you know, are you committed to generating $500,000, $1 million, $100 million, $1 billion worth of revenue just from new innovations coming in? And have you achieved those? Number two, it's profit from new innovations. Now, this kind of plays into the idea of commercialization. So some KPIs may actually be in a couple of categories. This is an example of one that is also in the idea of commercialization. Is the innovation profitable? But it's also one that you should put into the category of impact for innovations. So this is key. A KPI is not stuck to one category. You may come up with a KPI that fits multiples of these categories. So profit for a new innovation. Your CFO is going to want to know that. The some other ones that are a little bit esoteric, but they're getting a little bit of traction with some, you know, early thinkers, is revenue protected by patents. So if you look at the entire your entire revenue stream, what percentage of that revenue is protected by patents? Why is that important? Because some people believe that that is an indication of reduced risk of competitive threats. I'm not a big believer in that because, look, anybody can write a patent to get around somebody else's patents. It's done all the time. And plus, you got to be willing to litigate in order to enforce that. But it does give you an indication of that you're actually building revenue on top of your patents. You're just not patenting for patent's sake, which is one that some companies have done in the past. They tout how many patents they have in their patent portfolio, but then they never build any products on top of those patents, so they don't become all that useful. And then another one that's also has gotten some traction, I'm not a big fan of it, but some people do it, and that is, what's the revenue from patent licensing? Right. If you think of patents as a proxy for innovation, meaning if I'm doing new things, I'm creating new patents, can I license those? Some companies have actually shifted their entire priority to patent licensing, such as, you know, Texas Instruments and other companies, which have taken their patent portfolio and, is what I call it, weaponized it against others in the industry in order to extract value. And in some cases, some of those companies are doing that because they weren't creating products that anybody wanted and their product revenue tanked, and that became the one source of revenue they were interested in, so patent licensing. So those are just the first three we've covered so far in the funnel: commercialization and financial impact from innovations. But again, these are just to give you some thoughts from the standpoint of you really taking the time to create KPIs in each of these categories that make sense for you. Don't take them just because I've said it or you read it on some website. Think long and hard. Go deep. Commit the time. Think about those. We've got three more categories to go, and we'll do it right after this break.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets rates we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio. This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back. Let's pick it up right where we left off, talking about innovation KPIs. We have three more categories to get through. The next one is customer impact. We tend to think about innovation and impact just purely on whether it be financial numbers or number of products commercialized. But if you really want to understand the value you're generating from the from your innovations, is what's the impact on the end customer? So here are some customer impact KPIs. One would be customer success compared from old to new. So let's say you had an older product or an older service. You've come out with something totally radically new. What has that new product allowed your customers to achieve? Have those customers, in turn, if you sell to businesses, generated more revenue? Or if you sell to consumers, save them more time or whatever? What is the end result impact of this new innovation that you can look at, identify, and measure? So have you achieved that objective of, you know, we're going to save an hour a day for each of our, you know, consumer customers, or we're going to allow each of our business customers to generate another, you know, $10 billion a year in revenue? What is that customer success compared from old to new? What's been the impact of that change? Second one is customers on old versus new innovations. If you've got an old product and a new product, how many customers have shifted? Have they seen the value and have they jumped over onto the new innovations? And the third is market share trend for the new innovations. The new innovation grabbing market share, not from your existing customers, but from your competitors. Has the marketplace noticed and has actually allowed for that growth in the market share as a result of the innovation? So that's customer impact. Next category, organizational impact. This is looking at if the innovations that are being developed are going to have some form of fundamental organizational impact to the company, whether it be an NGO, nonprofit, for-profit, small business, large multinational. When I say organization, I mean all of that. So one is the ratio of sales from old versus new innovations. Are you seeing sales ramping up on the new one and sales declining on the old? What is it? What's the fundamental mix change in what those sales look like? And the same thing is looking at the ratio of profits from old to new. Typically, what you'll see is if the innovation is truly a killer innovation, meaning it meets an unspoken need, unspoken want to the market, you had early advantage, may not be first advantage, but early advantage in that innovation, and you create it in such a way that it would be hard for others to rapidly duplicate. You wouldn't be worried about rapid followers. In that case, you should be driving a margin premium. And if that's the case, then you should see in the early days, high margin on a per sale basis, and then as sales increase, that margin starts to flow into the organization. And many times that will actually start changing the direction of the organization on what they focus on. The other is looking at the investments. If sales and profits are up on the new innovations, are you seeing the investment shift from old to new? Or are they locked? Is the organization so locked into investing into what they've always done in the way they've always done it? Or has that also begun to shift? In some cases, the organizational impact will look at what I call rate of return on innovation investment. That's a very long lag time kind of a calculation, but it also gives you an indication of organizational impact. And then the last one, this is for the CMOs, chief marketing officers within your organization, is what have you been able to drive as far as brand awareness based on innovation? Is the innovation story so compelling that the marketplace, the press, you're able to advertise in such a way to tell the innovation story that actually changes your market position? So brand awareness is also. So that's organizational impact. The last one is what I would call pure innovation KPIs. And as I said before, this is a little bit of a catch-all category, given that I came up with some KPIs that didn't really fit anywhere else. So first one in the pure innovation KPIs is you know, some form of a KPI that denotes staff trained for innovation. You're not going to drive innovation success, whether you're the leader running the innovation, if you're the CEO, or you're the consultant going out and talking to your clients around innovation, unless they have staff trained. If you're a consultant, your consultants should be trained, whether that's, you know, some form of certification, or they've taken some courses, or they've generated X number of products and that have been commercially launched, whatever that metric is, you have to take a look. You just can't expect people to just be thrown into a room, let's hurry up and let's brainstorm and hope things happen at the other end. The other metric, KPI, is use of formal creativity tools, right? How many of your ideas got generated by different tools? Because that KPI will then help point to you which tool is generating the biggest impact, and maybe that's a tool you should use more of, right? Whether, okay, we do brainstorming sessions, or we do electronic suggestion box, or we do trend safaris, you know, whatever you use in order to generate ideas, which one of those is generating the most ideas that actually turn into commercial product? Measure it. The implementation and use of an IMS, idea management system. I am shocked by how many organizations, their entire idea management system is an Excel spreadsheet where they just have a list of 1,000 ideas. I would encourage, if you're going to be serious about your innovation effort, to get serious about IMS. Think about how you want to capture those ideas, refresh those ideas, meaning ideas that maybe have gotten rejected, but all of a sudden, you know, a year later or something changed, and those may be the top ideas. How do you manage that? How do you go back and relook at them? How do you recall how that idea was generated, what tool was used to generate it, who were the individuals that were part of the team that came up with that original idea, et cetera, et cetera. So you need that idea management system. And once you do it, then you should track it. How many people are in it every day? How many ideas are getting submitted, et cetera, et cetera. Another one is structured problem-solving tools. There's, in the case of innovation, you're going to come into being challenges and problems throughout the process of trying to take an idea and turn it into a commercial product. Again, there's a lot of tools and methodologies out there. Try them all, but measure. Create a KPI that allows you to track it and figure out which of those tools works best for your organization. These things here that I'm talking about right now are what will allow you to create a process that will be adapted to your organization, that works with your culture, that works with your leadership, not try to take, you know, somebody's magic 10-step process and it automatically works, because not everything works in every organization. So again, structured problem-solving tools, track it, measure it, find out which tools work best for you. The other is looking at committed resources to innovation. As I've told a lot of people is, if you want to know how an organization is committed to innovation, follow the money. But a little bit more than that. It's not just money. It's money, time, and people. How much money, how much time is committed, and how many people are dedicated to it, right? And therefore, then, that will tell you how committed that organization is. My current organization, we took and allocated 50% of our technical spend is in innovation. And we're basically a technology. We're an R&D lab. We don't have sales and those kinds of things. 50, we're unique. Most companies would be lucky if they could do 10% dedicated to innovation. Some people maybe only 2%, right? Measure it and see if it shifts and see if it's the right mix. There's no magic right answer. I'm not going to tell you, okay, you know, it should be 6.5% because that's what Apple's number is. No, you need to find the number that works with you and your organization. And the last item in the pure innovation KPIs is just patents per year. It's a bogus metric. People like to use it. It's a kind of a proxy for the output overall. And again, I've talked about that before. So again, we looked across the idea funnel, idea commercialization, financial impact, customer impact, organizational impact, and then pure innovation KPIs. And again, all of these will be up in the show notes at killerinnovations.com. Now, as we transition to the end of this segment, getting ready to go into segment four will be different today. It's not like any other segments we've had previous in the show. We are trying a little bit of an experiment, but we'd love to hear your feedback. So don't go anywhere. Stay right where you're at. And we're going to spend 5 minutes looking at how to create new ideas. And we'll be right back after this break. Carpenters have their hammers and saws, chefs have their outfitted kitchens, and musicians have their instruments. A craftsman's ability to do their job is dependent on having the right tools. So where does an innovator, someone who takes an idea and makes it real, find the right tools to do their job? Outfit your innovator's garage by visiting innovation.tools. Innovation.tools is an online store created by innovators for innovators. It's where you will find tested and proven tools to help you create that next great product or service. These tools include books, audio training, video training, brainstorming how-tos, and much, much more. And for a limited time, listeners of Killer Innovations will get 25% off on your first order by using the discount code RADIO at checkout. And 100% of our profits from your purchases will be donated to charity. So go to innovation.tools and create that next great innovation.
Autism. One out of every 68 children in America are impacted across every race, ethnicity, and socioeconomic group. If you aren't directly affected, someone you know is. Today's world doesn't support those on the autism spectrum. It needs hacking for us to truly welcome those who think and create differently than ourselves. We're Hacking Autism, a nonprofit charity with a mission to hack therapy, technologies, and career opportunities that improve the personal and professional lives of people on the autism spectrum. We believe that everyone can play a role in supporting those on the autism spectrum so that they can show their unique talents and abilities in this fast-paced world. You aren't powerless in this fight. Use your gifts and talents to make a positive impact. Join us in making a difference. Go to hackingautism.org to learn more.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise.
IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Are you ready to innovate? Over the years of this show, I've been encouraging you, the listener, to not get caught in a rut and do the same thing all the time. And actually, we find ourselves at Killer Innovations getting a little bit in a rut. So we're going to do an experiment going forward with a number of shows, and we're looking for your feedback. So what's this experiment? The experiment is I will be taking 5 minutes in this fourth segment to share with you some thoughts, some observations, things I'm seeing while I'm out and about, and structure those in such a way that I hope they become a catalyst for you to come up with new ideas, new products, new services. So think of it as a five-minute, almost like mini brainstorming session where I'm teeing up the problem space and the challenge and having you go off and come up with that next product or service. So sit back. Here we go. Here's a hypothetical. You wake up tomorrow to find out that your customers are no longer your customers. You either ignored or overlooked a fundamental change in why they need what you are selling. What would you do? Go out of business? Just like the buggy whip makers did when the automobile took over personal transportation? What could you do to avoid this common mistake? When I was CTO at HP, I would host customers at the Executive Briefing Center in Silicon Valley. This is where we briefed customers about the latest technologies and products, things coming over the horizon. Now, technically, this briefing was for them. We were offering them information and opportunities to stay ahead of the newest and latest advancements in technology. But, as is my way, I saw this as an opportunity for me too. I would use this as an opportunity to ask questions. I'm always curious about their priorities, the things that are the most important to them right now. Now, when we would break for lunch, I would use this time to buttonhole individuals in the meeting to find out what matters to them. I would prod them with questions such as, hey, what's going on in the organizational structure of your business? What's new? What's changing? Good? Bad? If I'm lucky, I'll hit on something important, perhaps a shift in the unique characteristics of their customers or changes they are facing in their businesses. In October of 2008, I noticed something very interesting. a fundamental change that was going on to have a major impact on HP, its products, and possibly its survival. Executive after executive from widely different industries mentioned that they were looking to experiment with ways to provide new employees with computers to use in the workplace. Now, some were going to the far extreme of assuming that a laptop is more like a car or a cell phone. It's something that an employee needs to be part of the modern workforce, something that the employee must offer as part of the value package they bring to an employer. In other less extreme cases, organizations were looking to allow employees to bring whatever technology they preferred to use at work. Now, after hearing the same comments from a few customers, I wondered if I had stumbled onto an early trend, or what I sometimes call an early weak signal. I asked the next five clients, and they all confirmed that they too were looking for ways to change personal computer ownership, and thereby shift who pays for these devices. For me, five customers facing the same change within their organization was clearly a weak signal. There was about to be a huge and unexpected shift in how organizations would be providing personal productivity tools to their staff. And yet it had never popped up on anybody's radar screen at HP. So I went back and hashed out the idea in a white paper for what now is commonly called BYOD, Bring Your Own Devices, which by 2010 would become a worldwide trend that would have far-reaching impact on organizations and their technology suppliers. One key change this would cause is the emergence of an entirely new customer segment. Those personally buying HP products that would be used for work. A BYOD customer segment. By acting quickly, we had enough of a lead to be ready to respond when this change emerged and quickly gained traction in 2010. While there was strong validation for the change that was coming, I got a ton of pushback internally from the very people who should have been jumping at the chance to move on this weak signal. As with any radical idea, the corporate antibodies come out of the woodwork, giving all the standard reasons why the idea will never happen. And I heard them all. Remember, the fundamental assumption of the corporate antibody is that the future will be the same as today. Don't let others' hesitation keep you from pursuing the changes you and your organization will need to be ready for the unavoidable changes in your customer. Validation, or the social proof, as you probably know, if you use your personal phone or laptop to connect to your work email, Slack, or any other tools your organization uses, BYOD did become a new customer segment that transformed the industry and IT departments around the world. So how are you going to predict what's going to happen to your customer segments? The fundamental question you need to answer is, what customer segment will emerge 5 years from now that doesn't exist today? Now, to help you answer these questions, ask yourself, how are you anticipating shifts in your customer segments? How have your customer segments changed over the last 5 years? What are the people who will be your customers 5 years excited about today? By asking the right questions, you can see where your customers are going and not be content on knowing where they are today. As always, we look for your feedback. Let us know how you like the 5-minute segment that we did today. We will be doing those over the upcoming shows as in the objective to help trigger you to come up with new ideas. As always, you can check out the show notes over at killerinnovations.com. We also post over on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter. You can follow us at all of the social media sites. One favor I would ask is wherever you are getting this show, whatever podcast app or podcast site, can you hop on over there and just leave us a comment, leave us a review, let us know. It helps let other people know about the show and helps them become aware of us, that we pop up on their feeds and they can check out our show. As always, we greatly appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule to spend it with us. Don't let the innovation antibodies get you down. Go out there, be crazy, come up with that next killer idea, and be successful. Thank you. Bye-bye.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,